the devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And good afternoon once again. This is Jim Santel sitting in this afternoon from Mike Crute, joined in the studio here by Brian. And looking forward to your comments, your questions, your observations at 844-967-2789. Taking those the remainder of this hour and next hour as well. We're chatting this afternoon about the importance of consequences in 2021 America and the notion of deterrence. That is, the need for the American public to hold elected representatives accountable for their conduct and the consequences when you don't do that. And that is the likelihood that they'll be repeated, not only for future presidents, but other representatives who might be out there as well. Likewise, inclined to engage in the same behavior because they have not seen consequences for their colleagues or others out there. Right before the break, we were chatting about the work of the House Committee, the House Select Committee, investigating January 6th. Commenting about the numbers of witnesses that they've already interviewed, plainly privately, anticipating probably sometime a report in perhaps late 2022 of what they've found. And while it is hugely disappointing that some of the principals, we chatted about them as well, the Mark Meadows of the world, the Steve Bannons of the world, others likewise suing the committee to stop them from doing their work, that those folks may not be the subjects of sworn testimony. We know that there are other names out there, Jeffrey Clark, a name I'm going to talk about in just a moment or so, people like John Eastman and, yes, Rudy Giuliani, all these folks who we have reason to believe were involved in some way in organizing, having discussions about, may or may not have been conspiracy to put this all together, but could have been as well. Those kinds of people, the committee plainly very interested in chatting with. My advocacy is, again, that those referrals continue to be made to the Department of Justice. Even so, the perspective that from the United States Supreme Court, authority for the House committee, a Senate committee, a properly constituted committee of the Congress to go out there and arrest that individual who is thwarting the purposes of the committee and bring them back in to testify, to provide the information about why they did not testify, and otherwise inform the committee's work. That's the inherent power of the United States Congress. Now, it is very clear that in all of that kind of testimonial appearance, everybody maintains their Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate themselves, right? James Madison wrote that into our Constitution. So nothing about this is to suggest that right is somehow compromised or not with them all. But
you see, the mob takes the Fifth.
There you go, exactly. And so all of that to indicate that while you've got that right to invoke the Fifth Amendment, you still have to show up. You still have to show up. And that's the concern that we have going forward about all this. And so we know as well that the committee, as I indicated, is looking at numbers of other people beyond just the Robert Palmers and the others who have gotten these tough sentences, the Scott Fairlambs and the others, the Jacob Chansleys of the world. All of those folks, likewise, the subject of focus by the Department of Justice. The question is whether or not the Department of Justice today has open cases, is also doing a parallel investigation of all these names that we've been talking about, looking at Mark Meadows, looking at Rudy Giuliani, looking at John Eastman, others, Jeffrey Clark, who may have been involved in this. We've seen their names publicly in front of the House committee. Lots of focus on that. The question is whether or not the Department of Justice, which is the only unit of government that has the capacity actually to charge and convict, if in fact there's a violation of the law, those are the only folks, Attorney General Merrick Garland, U.S. attorneys around the country, those are the people who can enforce the federal criminal code. There's a section 1512, 18 U.S.C., Title 18, which is the criminal code that basically makes it a crime to obstruct official proceedings of the government. And there are many other statutes that likewise could be invoked and could be looked at to determine whether or not these particular individuals are likewise not only running afoul, if you will, of the committee in some instances, but also having engaged in criminal conduct themselves. We've got a caller. Donald is on the phone, and we'd like to hear from you. Donald, glad to have you call in.
Thank you, Mr. Santel. And I didn't realize that you're going to the Devils were going to have such a distinguished guest for the whole program today. So that's great. And, glad to see you here.
And I'm here also, by the way. So both of those things are happening. Yeah. Right?
Good one. I'm a little on the delay here. I'm on a speakerphone. I hope that's not interfering with your quality of.
We hear you loudly and clearly. Glad to have you with us.
Hey, thank you. Some of the latest independent broadcasting, I'm thinking of Crystal Ball and Sanger and Jetty and Breaking Points, yesterday or the day before, were reporting in relation to your January 6th stuff of several, I think three particular individuals that are identified, a gentleman with no face mask pictures, but are not being pursued and prosecuted by the January 6th committee. That's one thing I heard, that these people were, one of them was directing people to move forward, and he had a bullhorn up on top of the media scaffolding on the front, directing the crowd to move forward and a few things like that. So that was an interesting take that I hadn't heard before, and I'm not informed about it. But the main reason for my call, I phoned in yesterday about the Julian Assange, and maybe related to that would be the attorney Stephen Donziger, who is being prosecuted by Chevron for his environmental human rights work in Ecuador in the Amazon Basin, and the travesty of justice with Donziger and the slow torture and actual physical execution of Julian Assange. Now, what happened yesterday when I called in towards the end of the show, disappointed that Mike Flynn repeated all the character assassination points being pushed by the corporate-owned mainstream media about Julian Assange that are false. So I don't know if you're up on that stuff, but Julian Assange has not been charged with a crime. He's been held. He's being tortured through isolation and a lack of physical, protection. And, with the pending extradition, if it happens to the United States, a fair trial won't happen because.
And we may have just lost you, Felix, but lots of good points there. Plainly, when we talk about the mixture, if you will, of a Michael Flynn invoking Julian Assange, we've got a lot of interesting cross references going on here, right? That may or may not be completely applicable, which I think is your point. We're going to talk more about the January 6th commission right after the break, and we'll again take your phone calls at 844-967. 2789, Devil Radio 92.7 this afternoon.
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is. One big damn conspiracy! And everyone's in on it!
That is correct.